It was interesting because it was a very good board meeting. This time it was a joint board meeting, the five board members along with 15 members of what our law established as our advisory council. These are the leaders of 14 federal employee organizations, federal postal unions, as well as management associations, senior executives, the whole group, and a representative from the Department of Defense who represents our uniformed services members. These are the two groups that really set policy, one in an advisory role, one in a fiduciary role. But these are organizations that, of course, have elected leaderships. They represent employees with different interests out there, the wide range of interests in the government. And it's a great way for us to get the pulse right from the ground on what people are thinking, what people are looking for. So it was a cast of many today, and it was a very good meeting.
What kind of buzz were you hearing from the groups that represent the rank and file people?
Well, of course, they're very busy on the Hill protecting a whole lot of benefits that are under that are being challenged.
Mm-hmm.
Now. But of course, the good news for the TSP, and everyone acknowledged this, is that it is not a target of budget cuts. We're in that safe harbor, if you will, in that we walk, talk, look, and produce results just like the 401k plans that people are out there participating in the private sector. They have broad support across both parties, and there have been no proposals to reduce TSP benefits, despite the spate of commissions and committees that are looking for ways to save the government money. So that's a very good thing. We also had our financial auditor present the annual audit to us today, and we got an unqualified, or as they like to say, a clean audit report. So that's always good to get. It gets a little tough to keep your mind on that. Auditors have a particular way of talking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have many as your guests on the show, because it's very deliberate and slow and precise. But that's what you want when you're looking at the books.
That's right. We talk to folks from the GAO, and we talk to folks from inspectors general's offices from time to time.
Uh-huh.
Beyond that, you're right. It is a language all its own. All right, here's the deal on the spring cleaning. This is a time where a lot of folks look at rebalancing their accounts, and I know that the amount and ratios and timing and all of that is left up to each individual person. You're not in the business of coaching on that level. People can do it themselves get help from financial advisors. But talk about the mechanisms that are in place that allow people to move money from place to place. You and I talked about 8 million times about the hubbub of people that were trying to day trade and how that affected the ways that people can move their accounts. But where do we stand today?
Right. Well, where we stand today is overall account balance is 41% in the G fund, 6% in the F, 25% in the C, 9% in the S, 7% in the I, and the rest is in the various, the rest being a total of about 13% being in the various L funds. We have a fairly steady inter-fund transfer rate. We went through those numbers today. But for folks who are looking to rebalance their accounts, and they should be periodically, and once a year in the spring is certainly as good a time as any. After the returns of the last year, which were very good, we talked about them last week, I believe, but
yes.
15% in the C, 26% in the S, and almost 11% in the I, your allocations may be out of whack. So there are two things that you want to do in order to bring those back into the level of risk that you want to take on. The first is the interfund transfer, and you can execute an interfund interfund transfer on the web. That's where 97% of them come in.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really turned out to be terrific in that regard. It's very easy. You do need your password and your identifier, but after you get through that, it's a very simple process, and you can just change your allocation to what you want it to be. Also, remember, you may want to do a change in the allocation on how your new contributions coming in are being invested, and that you again can do just on the website. Change your contribution allocation and get it all back to where you want it.
Are you seeing a lot of that being done now that the changes in the stock market are happening, or are people's allocations staying pretty steady?
The allocations stay pretty steady. They really do. People seem to be comfortable with what they've chosen in that regard. But that's the kind of thing that you probably want to change more as you approach retirement.
Yeah.
That, of course, is what the L funds do automatically for you. They keep changing that allocation so that you end up staying on that efficient frontier, not taking on too much risk for what your investment horizon is.
Yeah, a lot of folks, a lot of financial advisors say that when you get to about a 5-year before you want the money window, that's when you want to start looking at moving most of your money to cash, or in the case of the TSP, moving it to the G fund for absolute the lowest possible risk.
That's right. And if you look at our we've got L fund information up on the website, and you can see how the allocations change over time, and you will see that it really is in that final 5 years where most of those changes occur. It's in that last period of time before you're ready to take your money, that it really starts to ramp down to the G fund. I did notice one thing today, and this might be of interest to your listeners. The month of March was a banner month for the TSP with rollovers into the plan.
These oh,
are
really?
Folks who are sending money from their IRAs or 401k plans to consolidate it all in the TSP. We took in $101 million.
Holy moly!
In this month alone, 3,636 checks came in, and I ran the number. It looks like 25,000 to 30,000 average on those.
Do you know if you got any biggies?
I don't know if we got any biggies, but I can check on
If you have a chance to check that out, and I can maybe remind you about that next week, because Mike writes from time to time about people who come into government service and get the TSP and understand the value and roll over just huge amounts. I think you told me one time there was a judge or somebody that rolled in like $1 million out of their old 401k or 403b or whatever into the TSP. So I'm always interested to hear if there are any people who obviously have done well, who are obviously very smart about saving and investing, because they've come up with this big nut that they decide they really want it to be inside the TSP.
That's right, and I'd be happy to check on that. One thing I will say, if I said it was a judge, I said it was likely a judge who was formerly a lawyer or somebody else in a big 401k plan. When we look at the numbers, we don't look at the individual.
I'll be clear then that I was quoting Mike and not you.